reform us.
Amen, Lord.
Ja, cleanse us all one more time. With your precious blood and the washing of water by your word, through your living water. Lord, we always need your cleansing. Sanctify us through and through. And as the word says, you have called us, and you are faithful, and you will do it. We trust in you. We trust you. Amen. Bless our fellowship tonight. That the Spirit speaks to us. We need you always. Especially at the end of this age, for the preparation for your return. Father, and for the fulfillment of your plan on this earth, your name be glorified, your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth with us as it is in heaven. Bless all the saints in Zion. Bless your people. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. It's good that there's Zoom. That despite the distance, we can have fellowship. We're so far from one another, but at the same time, so near. Not present in the body, but present in spirit. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless all the saints. Let us shortly read a section, 1 Corinthians 3. Maybe Toby can read this for us. Yes, of course. 1 Corinthians 3, starting in verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Until there is enough. This word is very serious, and we all need to take it seriously. We all speak about the building up of the church, and many build today, unfortunately, to each their own. They build as they want to their own imagination or expectations. Paul builds a little different. He builds exactly according to the instructions. It's very serious. It is the work of the Lord, not our own work. If you your own house, you can build it as you wish. Each one builds his own house. So his own house, you can do as you wish. No one can say anything. But what are we building today? Everyone says we're building the church. What is the church? The Lord needs to give us His mercy. We need His grace. No one can build anything. Oh, of course, when you build your own house, of course, you can, of course, as you wished. To our own imagination, how we would like it. But what are we building today? Have you ever asked? Have you ever asked, Lord, how do you want to build your temple? Each one who builds needs an idea or an imagination, what you want to build. And of course, in Europe, then you also have to do it according to the law or code. You can't just build. There are laws. There are important regulations. Abraham already said, already told us 3,000 years ago, he seeks a city that God Himself builds. Think about it. For over 2,000 years, or 4,000 years, Abraham was called by God to go to a city, a place where God had promised him. Canaan, but Hebrews 11 says he is. He went to Canaan and arrived, but he only built a tent. That shows that he didn't actually come to the right place. He recognized it. Why did he just build a tent? Is seeking such a city. We could have asked Abraham or said, you arrived. Abraham would say to us, no. The city that God wants to give me is not this place, but rather a heavenly city. A wonderful city. A city that God Himself had built. God is the architect. It's a special city. A heavenly city. He looked, he sought out for it. Today, I need to ask, have you all arrived? Where are we today? Is it the same city that our father Abraham had looked for? I think many of us are only building, or the believers are just building in their own way. We saw that today God is building something else that's wonderful. Not what man's hand can build. Wonderful city, Zion. It's not only a city, but the kingdom of God. God wants to build and have his people. He's building his kingdom on this earth. And this kingdom needs to be exactly according to his laws or regulations. And here Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, he starts with the foundation. Any other foundation can lay one except for Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. That means everything that is built upon it needs to be directly upon him. Whoever is not Christ has no value. He is the foundation. He is the cornerstone. He is the living stone. Paul also said, he is the foundation, the cornerstone. The whole building needs to be according to him. It will be measured after Christ. This is the golden standard. No one else can put another foundation. That which is laid. A living person is our foundation. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, yeah, praise the Lord. Paul clearly said the material, gold, silver, precious stones.
Genau so wie die Schrift ganz am Ende.
exactly as the scriptures says in the end, this heavenly city, Jerusalem, is made out of gold, pearls, precious stones. Where is silver then? Why is it not mentioned?
That silver is then a pearl.
Silver is then a pearl, becomes a pearl, a wonderful pearl. Silver needs a transformation. And a pearl also needs transformation, change. You all know how a pearl is made. Out of a worthless stone. It is a picture of salvation. We just want to be saved, but the salvation is not just salvation, but the Lord transforms us. Then at the
end,
if there's no transformation, then you're just as you are, a German, a saved German, and more than that, nothing. But as we are saved and baptized, and how many years has it been since we've been saved? Have you asked yourselves how the transformation is done in your life, especially when we become so old? Yeah, I don't only see young people, I also see the older saints. How much transformation has been done in our lives? After so many years as a Christian, born again, how much have we been transformed? Are we as the Lord is transformed into His wonderful image from glory to glory? Have we asked how glorious are we? How can we be a glorious church if each one of us are not so glorious? We speak of a glorious church, but none of us are glorious, even after so many years. We speak about a glorious church. And I don't speak about you all, I speak about myself. You look every day in a mirror, right? Or not? What do you see in the mirror? Paul said, we will reflect Him. The more we look to Jesus, to Christ, the more we will reflect Him. A mirror. Have we been more transformed. The redemption is only the beginning. Getting saved is only the beginning. But the advancing steps is this life needs to transform everything that is living. Changes, even your human life. It does not remain the same, right? Manfred, the joys remain the same. Surely not. Look, when I look at myself, white hair. Now I have white hair. And wrinkles here. And I became old. But spiritually, I want to ask you all, have you become more glorious? More expression of Christ? When yes, then why do we have so many problems in the church? Ask.
Habt ihr eine herrliche Gemeinde bei euch in der Stadt?
Do you have a glorious church in the city? It's not about the teaching. Yeah, Christ wants a glorious church. A glorious church. Is it holy without spot? Do not ask the others if they are. Ask yourself. Paul said, each one needs to worry or consider how he builds. Each one, everyone, must look at how he builds.
So wird eines jeden Werk offenbar werden.
Each one's work will become clear.
Wir wollen alle gerne sehen, dass der Herr bald kommt.
For the day will declare it. We all want that the Lord returns soon. But do we know? Do we not know that many things will become clear? What will become clear? What I became. What have I built? Did I bring so many problems into the church? So many difficulties? So when the Lord comes back,
so wird eines jeden Werk offenbar werden. Der Tag wird es klar machen.
Each one's work will become clear. Ja.
Welche Art eines jeden Werkes wird das Feuer erproben?
And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. So the fire will test. So we all wish that the Lord would return soon. On the one side, of course, it's very nice that he returns soon. On the other side, I have fear that he comes soon. Do you think everything will be in order when the Lord comes? Will be set right? Praise the Lord. Today we need to watch out how we build. God wants gladly to build a golden lampstand. No one's thinking about it. And we use this word, church. The word church does not have such a deep meaning. It is just a gathering of believers. But there's so many different types of churches. Each one's building his own. But no one thought about what type of materials we are building with. But if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, and straw, so what type of materials are we building with today? So each one needs to be aware of how they are building upon it. That means Paul said that each one is responsible for how he builds. You have eyes to see how the other ones build, but you do not see how you yourself build. Worry about first how you build and not what the others are building. First of all, yourself, then you can help the others how they build. Otherwise, in the end, we just build according to our own imagination, and when they build in a different way, then you are evil, and you have much to say, criticize, and don't do that. I don't want to see that, and that cannot be. Yeah, please. First, look at how you are building. Lord Jesus, today in my age, I want to be sure what I have built, that it will stand when the Lord comes back. And Paul had this wonderful view, this vision. First, you build yourself with gold, silver, and transformation at the end, then you will be a pearl. How much transformation have you experienced? Maybe you don't see it yourself, but maybe the others see it. We need to pay attention. The Lord needs to work on each one of us. You, in the first line, are responsible for yourself. Then you can also care for responsibility of others. You can help no one otherwise. There's a saying in Chinese language. When the children help, the more they help, the more problems there are.
Right, Sophia?
Right, Sophia?
Sag mal das auf Deutsch.
Do you say that in German or Chinese? Saying it in Chinese. The more we help the children, or the more the children help, the more complicated it is. So it is when we have not learned ourselves and we want to help the others, how can you help the others? With what do we want to help? At the end, it's not helping, but criticizing. We think we are helping them, but we make more problems. We add more problems to it. First, they have problems themselves, and then I come to help, and then they have even my problems with it. Lord Jesus. And Paul says here, in few words,
gold,
silver, precious stones.
Yeah.
That is the being of the triune God. God Himself is the being, the building. We want to be the dwelling place of God. It's good. But God is actually our dwelling place. Do you dwell in God? I don't think I can be His dwelling place. So may the Lord open our eyes and give us revelation, wisdom from above, a clear mind, a renewed mind, that we can fully grasp what we need to grasp today. And that's why it is very good to humble ourselves before Him. We don't know everything. We only know in pieces. We constantly need revelation. Even in our human life, it is so. Yeah, progressing revelations. To make progress. Only spiritually people make no progress. The Lutherans are still Lutherans for 600 years. And we think we already know enough, and then we remain, we get stuck, and then we have a big problem. the church, we knew everything right? No. How can you know everything is right? Or all the right things? We need the renewing of our minds. And so it's not simple to build the church of the Lord. It is not easy. If it were easy, there would not be so many thousands of groups. So, praise the Lord. The building of God is living. Without end is the growth of life, especially the spiritual life. It's with no limits. We need the eternity to get to know Christ, to know Christ. The unsearchable riches in Christ. We should not think that we reached the limits. The depth, the height, the length, and etc. The whole dimension, all the dimensions, this universe, it is always expanding without limit. You think we can know the limits of God? We only know piece by piece today. And when we humble ourselves, He will show us more. But when we are so proud, stubborn, and we think, this is it, in the end, we are buried. And cannot come out anymore. Oh, Lord Jesus. As we saw in Revelation, the churches, but not only churches, the golden lampstands. You know, when I look back, what we have understood, or one city, one church. We didn't see the golden lampstand, we just saw the limit of one city, one church. One city, one church? That was not the point. But God wants the seven golden lampstands. We do not see the golden lampstand. We see the earthly border. It's not for us that we shut out others, and that we are shut in at the border and do not come out, and the border is our what? Became our prison. We have been locked in and cannot come out anymore. Yeah, people came, did not go out anymore. I say, dear saints, what borders does Zion have?
It
Yeah, the church in Zurich is different than the church in Fang or in Fountain Valley. Here in Zoom, there is a border, a Zoom border. Dear brothers and sisters, no, the emphasis is the golden lampstands. And the church in Ephesus is not even the church of Ephesus. The Lord used it as the church to every time. The first stage of the church. Thyatira is about speaking about the Roman Catholics in this age. And the church in Smyrna, it is there to show the age of where the churches were persecuted, the age of persecution of the church. Pergamos shows that the church got married to the world in the time of Constantine. Does not have to do with the border, my goodness. Zion, a border. Toby, where is the border of Zion? There is none. Feingen border? That would be a bit too small. Just a bit. Just a little, very small. Oh, Lord Jesus. So the Lord wants to have golden lampstands today. And these golden lampstands are not only in the New Covenant. It's in the Scriptures, even at the time of the Old Testament. Old Covenant. In the temple, he wanted to build a lampstand. In Zechariah, the whole city, actually the whole country of Israel, is a golden lampstand. We see in Zechariah 4. And he asked, what do you see? A golden lampstand. What God wants to have, Zion. His country, his kingdom, and the two trees, Zerubbabel and Joshua. Zerubbabel is talking about the kingdom, and Joshua stands for the priesthood. And this olive tree is full of oil, and there at the top, so many containers of oil, golden oil, so that the lampstand would burn all the time, at all times. What is that? God asked Zechariah. Said, Lord, you know this. He didn't know. And I hope that the Lord shows us today.
Diese Leuchte ist
These lampstands are exactly like the seven lampstands. Even the New Jerusalem is a worldwide great golden, big golden lampstand. God is the light. The Lord is the light, and the whole city is the lampstand that lights up for the whole world. So God does not change his mind. And from the beginning, the very beginning, he wanted to build this lampstand. He wanted to build his kingdom with man, with mankind, not with the angels. Not with the angels, but with us, people. That's why Jesus Christ himself became a man for us. Psalm 8, and it says, what is man that you are mindful of him? What is man? It is for the lampstand, for God's kingdom. Rule on this earth. That's why this priesthood is so important. He wants a kingdom. He wants to have a kingdom of priests. The offerings start already in the Garden of Eden. So that Abel and the brother showed through the rest of the story. Yeah, it's simple, not so complicated. That's why right in the beginning, as God brought all his people out of Egypt, and there in the first stop, Sinai, God spoke to them, and you keep my word and do it, you will be a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests. Not Christians, but priests. You will be to me a kingdom of priests. A holy what? A holy nation. A holy nation. A people, a special treasure. We belong to him. His plan never changed. Do not think that God changed his plan with the people. He did not change his plan or purpose. Will fulfill it. Even if it lasts 6,000 years, 1,000 more years, 7,000 years. For us, a long time is only 7 days for God. Yeah, praise the Lord. He will accomplish it. A golden lampstand. A golden city, not only holy but golden. Yeah, praise the Lord. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And so it's not about teaching or knowledge, but about the substance, gold. What is the most precious thing on the earth today? Not paper money, but gold. It's no wonder that under the seven churches, the Lord said to the last church, because they thought they were so rich with theology, with knowledge, with these things, and they thought they had no lack of anything. And the Lord said, you are poor, blind, and naked. And wretched. And then he gave them advice. Come, buy gold from me. A counsel would be fully cleansed through fire. Pure gold. When was the last time that we came to him and bought gold and paid the price? Not only give. He didn't say, just come to me, I will give you gold. No, it says, buy from me. That means the Lord wishes for a price, desires a price to buy gold. Otherwise, without gold, without the substance, how can we build a lampstand out of gold?
Und zwar nicht so einfach.
And it's not so easy. You need very capable artists to build this lampstand. The Lord doesn't want us to use this modern technology to build this lampstand, no. But the Lord himself, he builds.
It says,
I just want to build my church. Who is capable to build this lampstand? The high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, who is walking in the midst of the lampstands, to keep and to build, to expose the true condition, to show. We do not know our own condition. What is the condition in Neuchâtel, in Spain, in Feingen? The Lord is, what word should I use? He is the great high priest, and he is watching to make sure that the golden lampstand is burning. He's trimming the wicks in the lampstand with a golden pair of scissors or shears. So please do not deal or take care of the lamps and through your fleshly capabilities or opinions. Then the Chinese saying will be fulfilled. The more we help, the darker the lampstand will be. In the end, you cut the wick, and then there's no more light. Then it's lights out. The lampstand is important out of gold, completely out of gold. God wants to have no other material, but out of gold, completely out of gold. Filled, even the oil, it says golden oil in Zechariah. A heavenly gold, a golden oil. So wonderful. But no one can give it to us other than our triune God. From this wonderful high priest. Every day he is there to pour in oil. God does not want to fill it with oil that would last a whole week. When you make a lampstand, is it good for a whole month? Johannes Müll, is that not better? Then we don't need to fill it daily. It's so laborious. We have many other things to do. Too much trouble. There are seven lamps, and they only have enough. The vessels are only enough for one day. The priest has to come and fill it every day. Fresh and living oil. You would rather have it one time a week, every Sunday. No. Every day. We need that. Lord, give us enough oil for one day. Not for a week. How often do you drink, Manfred? Water. One time a week? You drink 10 liters on Monday and you're good for the rest of the 7 days. No. When you drink 10 liters at one time, then you drown. No, not 80 liters, but 8 glasses maybe, or 10 is enough, but not 8 or 10 at one time, but within 8 or 9 hours. Because it's about living. Life is something precious. We are living stones. So, dear brothers and sisters, how much gold have we already bought? How much gold? I don't mean gold, but from the Lord. How much gold is there in Feigen? Gold is not cheap, right? Especially today, the price has even gone up.
So
we need to be responsible and say, Lord, I want to buy gold, not only for myself personally, but each one of us buys gold from the Lord, then we can build a golden lampstand, or the Lord can build a golden lampstand with us. Buy gold. So Paul already said, when the Lord comes back and we build with wood, hay, you could build with what you'd like, then each work would be revealed. And he'll make it clear and will be tested by fire. We all want to see that the Lord comes soon. We in the church, we say, Lord, come quickly. But Paul says, not so quick. Because when the Lord comes back, everything will be revealed, be made clear, and revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. It will test. This is like what Paul said. We need to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And he didn't mean for the judgment seat of Christ that it's for the unbelievers, but for us. So how we live today, not only in the world, but even more in the church, in the house of the Lord, he said in 1 Timothy 3, how we should behave ourselves in the house of the living God. The mystery of holiness. God manifested, revealed in the flesh. The mystery of godliness. And today, it already needs to be made manifest or revealed. And if it needs to be revealed, okay, then it needs to be revealed when he comes. But what will then be revealed? Gold or wood or straw.
Hoy.
Or hay. So,
wenn jemand das Werk, das darauf gebaut hat, bleiben, so wird er einen Lohn, eine Belohnung empfangen.
If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. Praise the Lord. A reward. Even in the firms on this earth, at the end of the year, there will be a reward. Yeah? If one will be fired or get a reward. This word, to be fired, is not so bad. What has it to do with fire? The German language is very meaningful. In our language, you will be fired. And here it is even worse. But if anyone's work is burned, well, he will not lose his salvation because we are all saved without having earned anything, didn't need to pay for anything. That is free. That is not out of works. And the salvation cannot be burned. He himself will be saved, yet as through fire. Not comfortable. That's why the fear of God is important. In Hebrews chapter 12, we need to serve God acceptably. It means appropriately, according to his laws. Do what he says according to his word. With reverence and godly fear. We are dealing with God, brothers and sisters. We need fear of God because he's God.
Zion is God, the Richter aller.
God is a judge of all. Who is judging here in Zion?
Wenn du vor einem Richter
stehst, when you stand before a judge,
hast du Angst oder nicht?
Do you have anxiety or not? Are you afraid or not?
Jeder hat Angst.
Each one is afraid. It's uncomfortable, especially if we had so many sins that were not dealt with and did not repent from. No transformation. We take the blood and we do the same thing the next day again. The cleansing is not that we keep letting ourselves get dirty, but it serves to the transformation, the sanctification. The holiness is the nature of God. It is gold. It is pure gold. Peter says, we are partakers of the godly nature. So the church, holy church, without spot, why do we not think about it? I don't understand. Why, in my daily life, I don't think I need to be holy because you are holy? Why? Does Hebrews speak about the chastening? Why does God chasten us? None of us like chastening. When someone says something about us or criticizes us, then there's a volcanic explosion. Then fire comes out of the mouth. There's fighting and arguments. We are not ready to be chastened by the Father. Why? Because we want to bring the fruits of peaceable fruits of righteousness and partake of His holiness. Without chastening, there is none. Who from us does not need any chastening? Do you think because I'm over 80, I don't need any chastening? From the Heavenly Father, I'm 84, maybe 5 years before Him. This great high priest, his hair so white like snow, not like us, but he is the oldest among us. Where he comes from is in chapter 5, from eternity. No father, no mother, with no beginning and no end of his days. The older we are, the more chastening we need and more difficult or chastening. Do not think that when we are old, we don't need any more chastening. And our Heavenly Father. You can imagine how old he is. In comparison to him, I am like a newborn. I need chastening from him. Right, that we'd be partakers of his godly nature, holy. Not to forget to pursue holiness. Not just here and there to practice it, but to pursue it. So, praise the Lord. God wants such a lampstand completely out of gold, filled with the golden oil, and burning all the time. Think about it. In the holy place, there's no window, no natural light. No moon, no stars, nothing. But the only light comes from the lampstand, the golden lampstand, the golden oil, fresh, daily, at all times. Light from yesterday is not enough and not useful for today. The oil from yesterday is not good anymore for today. Exactly like the food you ate yesterday, it is not enough for your life today. In what light are we walking in? The city, the New Jerusalem, doesn't need the light of the sun or the moon or natural light, but God Himself is light. And the Lamb is the lamps. The city is a lampstand of the Lord. We need this wonderful light of life. The whole world sitting in darkness. And we, when we do not have this lampstand, how can we serve in the holy place? Yeah, outside when you serve there, you have the light of the sun, the moon, and natural light. But when you serve as a priest in the holy place, the only light source is God Himself. Light from the golden lampstand. That is what we need. You cannot just do anything as a priest. You cannot serve your own strength. That's why you cannot wear wool. You are not allowed to sweat. So this lampstand is important for us in our daily walk. Otherwise, we walk in darkness. No one gladly walks in darkness. But in the house of the Lord, in Zion, there's another light. The Lord says, as long as He is in the world, He is the light. He is the light. In Him was life, and the life was the light. Yeah, so praise the Lord. This lampstand is important. A golden lampstand. We don't need to say so much. Before, we spoke about the lampstand. It looks like a tree of life, an almond tree. Not only full of life, but resurrection life. And you see this golden lampstand, you see an almond tree, and it stands for the power of resurrection life, the staff of Aaron, with almond blossoms and even the fruit. And this is how Zion needs to be, the church, a golden almond tree, a golden almond lampstand. We don't only have problems with sin in the world, but death. The church is in resurrection. The power of resurrection. Otherwise, at the end, we have so many problems, so much death. The living golden almond tree. Amazing. So, what kind of church are we building? And who is capable? No one. We need the Lord in His whole dimension. like Christ and his whole riches that Paul spoke of. The whole all the dimensions of Christ filled to the fullness. As Paul said, I want to grasp more. It's a strong word. He wants to pursue. You need strength, you need practice to pursue Christ. Just like when you want to lift 200 kilograms, you need to practice. When you're grown and when you are when you've practiced to lift such a weight, how can you gain so much gold? Paul wants to pursue him with strength, with his whole life. Through all difficulties, through all problems, through all tests. Such an exercise. Yeah, praise the Lord to gain gold. Look at the Olympics. They're so happy. They practice so much to get a piece of gold. Or here's this is piece of wood for tea, not gold. They train so much just to get a small piece of gold. We want to gain Christ without any practice. Do it when we want, when we have time, when we want to. When it fits to do it. Then at the end, we have no gold, no golden oil, and then we are like the unwise virgins. Yeah, and now the time is up. Praise the Lord. We all need his grace. Without him, we cannot do it. But we have him, right? But it's not enough just to have him, but that we are diligent to grasp him. Diligent. Praise the Lord. So, now it's your turn. You can pray. Have fellowship, give testimonies.